Got a big project and a little ambition? You're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Rosie on the House with Don Breeze from Rosie on the House Remodeling. Consider Don not only an employee, but a good friend for 20 years. Maybe even a little more than that. 24 years. Yeah. So we're talking painting, interior painting. If it's a project you've ever tried to tackle and you didn't get the results you were hoping for, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, and we'll ask you a few questions about what it was about the job you weren't happy with, and we'll give you some tips and tricks on how next time you tackle that same project, you can get a better, more professional result. So we're talking about that first day employee that comes in as for the painting company, and I want to take you through the conversations you have with that person, because it's exactly the kind of tips and tricks that we need the homeowners to hear about. You know, when I move into a rental piece of property, you know, so you close escrow and you go in there, and it's obvious someone with an untrained eye did the last paint job. You walk in the room and you start assessing the prep necessary. And I always kind of start my prep on the trim, because it's usually the stuff that's done the most sloppy.
That's true.
Is that a fair assessment?
That is fair, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I walk around to the baseboard and I see how much carpet is stuck up against the baseboard that wasn't taped down and it was painted around, and there's paint bleeding over the top of the carpet. You've got the little fringe carpet pieces hanging on the baseboard and stuff like that. Is it worth saving that kind of baseboard at that point, or do you just razor blade it off and put in new stuff?
Well, usually, unless it's inordinately, you know, bad, you can just take a putty knife or a 5-in-1, something, you know, some kind of a rigid tool, and scrape the nap off of the baseboard surface as it transitions to the carpet there. And then you, of course, when you're repainting, you'd want to, you know, mask and kind of pull that carpet back a little bit, get your tape tucked in to the bottom of that baseboard there.
Here is the $64,000 question. What color tape?
What color what?
What color tape? I mean, you walk into paint
for carpet.
Store. Well, you walk into paint store now, and it used to be beige and blue.
Yeah, well.
I mean, now they got 15 different colors of paint.
There was only yellow when I started. But yeah, there is. There's 40 colors of tape in there now. You just use white masking tape, a medium grade painter's tape. It's stickier. It's gonna. You know, if you use blue tape or you know, frog tape or anything like that, that tape is designed with to release, and so it doesn't have a lot of adhesive on it. So you want to use something like a medium grade yellow masking tape for that.
Now, what do you like to use down there against the baseboard to pull the carpet back? Are you in a 1-inch, or do you go any more than that?
No, you just, basically you're just taking the tape and you kind of let it overhang the carpet roughly about 1/4 inch towards the baseboard. And then as you're, pressing down on the tape, you're tucking it in along the edge of the carpet as you press that down, you're at the bottom of the baseboard. So
you're tucking that in with your little putty knife or your 5-in-1 tool?
Just your fingers work, and you pull the tape taut, and you kind of get it, you know, set a little bit, and then you just go along with your fingers. The problem with trying to use like a putty knife or something like that is it usually will rip or tear. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing that you're on your knees, and you're leaning up against the wall, and you're ripping off about 3 feet of tape.
Yep.
And you're trying to slide it right in between the carpet and the baseboard, tuck it down in there,
yep,
nice and tight, and then bring it out. And in my experience, I don't try and get away with any less than 1-inch wide tape right there.
Yeah, usually we use something like 1.5 inches for that.
Okay.
And generally speaking, you know, after that, you would be putting your drop cloth down, and then you're going to put a 12-inch piece of paper and tape from a masking machine or something like that to overlap that, and that's adequate protection and keeps everything in place.
So we've got the carpet pulled away from the baseboard. We've got it taped down. Now we need to kind of start scraping and cleaning that old stuff that was there. Or do you like to do that before you tape down?
No, I do it usually after the masking. That way it'll catch any of the debris.
Easy to vacuum up.
Exactly. And it vacuums up, cleans up a little better. So you would go along and you would scrape any of the carpet nap, or perhaps there's runs, you know, things like that from the previous paint job.
There are.
You'd scrape those down.
You scrape them as best you can, but even sometimes you've got to get a little palm sander and get in there.
That's stage two. Is take the sandpaper, if it's a palm sander or a block sander, and you just go along, get everything sanded back down nice and smooth, and then after that you would go into the to the prep phase, where you're doing some patching and some recaulking. So.
Okay, and now in this room, this hypothetical room that we've started on, I want to paint the baseboard and the casing and the jambs a different color than the wall color. Okay, so I've got the carpet taped down. We gotta talk through proper drop cloth selections. When do you use 2 mil plastic, and when do you use a good linen drop cloth? But we're going to have to save that till after we get back. And so we've got all of this done, and we're getting ready to actually break out the paint. And I want to learn how to cut in that line nice and easy and even between the baseboard and the wall surface in dissimilar colors when we get back with Don Breeze of Rosie on the House Remodeling.